6. Psychology.
The Theory of Needs. Formulated by David McClelland, the acquired needs theory attempts to explain how an individual's motivation develops. For example, his theory might try to find a source of a person's desire to pursue a particular career, such as politics. The driving forces behind all motivation are three categories of needs: achievement, power, and affiliation. Many people are driven by a need to achieve. In essence, this need tends to cause people to pursue activities or careers that guarantee them success. A person driven by achievement is likely to avoid unfamiliar situations altogether. In one of McClelland's experiments, he asked a group of people to throw rings onto a peg from any distance they felt comfortable with. Individuals with a need to achieve chose distances from which they knew they could easily complete the task. This need for success can translate to all aspects of a person's life, including career choices. Power is also a motivator of many needs. Many people need to feel a sense of power over others. In other cases, a person might feel a need for social power, to organize other people and help them gain power. According to McClelland, a need for personal power is often a negative quality. For example, one study at a company tested two leaders, one with a need for personal power and one with a need for social power. The former tended to make the employees feel resentful due to his overbearing management style. When swapped for the manager with a need for social power, however, the employees felt empowered. Still others are driven by a need of affiliation. The main basis of this need is a desire to feel accepted by others. This can have a wide range of effects upon personality. While some greatly enjoy the company of others, some fear it. Such people, driven by their need to feel accepted, fear any situation where they may not find acceptance. This often agonizing feeling has been cited as a major cause of depression. One study also found that this can be harmful in the workplace, especially for managers. In a number of cases, a manager only did what would make him popular with his employees, not what was best for the business.